Today we'll be looking at Sasol's results, its half year 2025 results, and also do a recap on our view on its investment case. An executive summary, it's worth highlighting, it's currently facing numerous challenges from a macro perspective and an operating environment. So currently there's lower oil prices, stronger rand, and that would have translated some headwinds on the macro front and also in lower refining margins. On the operational front, we've seen also lower volumes, some of it just being delays in startups, but also due to some incidents like fires at the Natref refinery. The chemical business, there's been an improvement in margins. However, it's still not out of the woods yet and early days, and the industry is still at a cyclical low in this point, and expectations are currently still for a it will take a bit longer for it to recover. It's worth noting for this interim period, Sasol did not declare an interim dividend. Based on its new dividend policy, where it changed to a cash flow basis, there wasn't sufficient free cash flow, and combined with the additional criteria of having its net debt below $4 billion, so it was slightly above that. So, based on both those criteria, it didn't declare interim dividend. We do expect a better second half cash flow, as is usually the case for Sasol, as it does most of its maintenance work and so forth in the first half of its financial year. It's always worth highlighting with Sasol that it's a higher risk type of company, not just purely because it's a commodity company, so the commodity exposure and the currency exposures. It's also to do with the whole world global economy shifting more to a lower carbon intensive economy. So Sasol has to transition during these times, and then there will be a couple of challenges that it will face as it needs to figure itself out. We still maintain a buy recommendation, even with the lower results and all of these risks highlighted. And the main reason being there is the price just being very low in our view, and there being deep discounts to its historic relationships and value.